Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to get into the bird flu hoax today. Spend some time on it. A lot of new big developments concerning the story. Bird flu killed 5 young people in Azerbaijan, but then you read it hasn't been confirmed, and why people are sick with it in Egypt, but it hasn't been confirmed. And then a week after these stories come out, it always turns out that, well, it wasn't confirmed and they didn't die of it, they died of the flu. 35,000 Americans every year on average die of the flu. And in 2 years, 103 people, the World Health Organization says, have died. But President Bush says martial law is coming to keep you safe, mass quarantining, shutting down cities. Why, now it's not going to hit us this year, probably. It's going to hit us next year, and there might not even be elections. But, again, the government, sorry about that. They hate having to rule over you and take control. But somebody's got to do it to keep everyone safe. I mean, with that and the terror threat, just all of this, they just need to lock down the cities and take your guns. They're real sorry about it. Schools told to prepare for the bird flu here in the United States. We'll get into that. And also, bird droppings prompt Orlando warning signs. See, now they have to put up warning signs. It introduces to the threat of biologicals from terrorists or from birdies. And you're going to have to give up all your rights now, but after all, it's because of the terror threat and the bird flu. And remember, they've now got Viper teams, federal teams in Houston and Orlando and in D.C. and other areas, and they just go into malls and point guns at people and search everyone and wearing black uniforms and weird outfits with armor and just running around. Oh, we're just randomly looking for terrorists. Oh, we're just randomly looking for bird flu. We're just randomly running around taking all your freedoms. Oh, by the way, President Bush is saying that he's against amnesty, and how dare anyone propose it. No, he wants a guest worker program that is total amnesty. So he's fighting amnesty with total amnesty. We'll get into that. And New Mexico Democratic Party is calling for Lord Bush's impeachment. So there's a bigger call for that now growing all over the country. North Korean defector says disabled newborns are killed. Well, I've interviewed socialist aid workers. Well, I had a German doctor on years ago who went over there and was literally volunteering for years in the middle of it and witnessed the hell that was going on. They sell delicious baby parts in the little stalls there in the major cities, and everyone gobbles and enjoys themselves. And it's all part of the great freedom of government and hereditary leaders. And we'll get into the New York Times reporting how wonderful it is that the media is staged in Iraq, and the Pentagon has ruled on itself that it's okay for them to control the newspapers and put out fake news, meanwhile announcing in our news that they have free news and have freedom over there, just like they're now claiming we have freedom over here when billions are spent to pay off the media in the United States. Another little tidbit here. Now, the Associated Press out of White Plains, New York, high levels of radioactive material in the water. And I'm curious, why are they even reporting on this? Because the particular radioactive isotopes and metals that are in the water at high levels are nothing compared to DU. Now, in the air and the water worldwide, the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs. I mean, what's the big... Again, they'll report on something that's serious but pales in significance to DU, and it'll be in the back of trade publications and the Atomic Energy Agency and in British papers that there's six-fold increase in radiation in the atmosphere, and they've tested it. It is depleted uranium, and it's just not a problem. Everything's fine. Government loves you. Just get ready for the bird flu. We're going to have to get ready for freedom. And another report here out of Reuters, rights defenders targeted worldwide with torture and murder, being killed. Stand up for rights, you're being murdered and killed. Slaughtered, tortured, whatever. And we'll get into all this on the other side. You know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to cover it. I'm just glad the government's there to keep us all safe, aren't you? And to take over the entire economy. And it's just... We just ought to be thankful for having this government. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, now 8 minutes, 12 seconds into this first hour, second segment. I'm Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. It's real talk radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. We will have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. We have some guests coming up later in the week, but I wanted to do a couple of broadcasts this week where we just have open phones. And we did that partially yesterday for the first 2 hours, and we had a guest on for part of the third concerning the national animal ID and premises ID serf-slave system, and that's officially what it is. Go read the official federal regulations and the state laws they're passing that are accompanying it. The good news is several states have now passed laws banning any aid to the federal government in carrying out this program, and that is certainly exciting, but we will have open phones today. I'd like to hear you comment on bird flu. It'd be nice if you can talk about whatever you want. Just tell us your first name, where you're calling from, but it'd be nice if you'd comment on bird flu. We haven't talked enough about this. We haven't also talked enough about the upcoming hostilities with the Islamic Republic of Iran over there, that 65 million person militarized nation just waiting to be attacked and then to lash out. And then we're off to the races, World War III. I shouldn't call it World War III. The CIA and Pentagon calls it World War IV, a hot war. They called the Cold War World War III. Technically, they call it World War IV. I call it World War III because that's what the general public would consider it as. But Bird flu killed 5 young people in Azerbaijan. These are the type of headlines. Schools told to prepare for bird flu. Bird droppings prompt Orlando warning signs. These are the type of reports I have in front of me. The White House says it's definitely coming to the U.S. now in the next year, guaranteed. Of course, a year ago they said it will hit us by winter, guaranteed. That it'll hit us by summer, guaranteed. Now it's going to hit us next year, guaranteed. And it's going to kill half the world's population, guaranteed. Now if you miss those headlines, they've actually said that they believe if it mutates to human transmission, that it could potentially kill half or more of the world population. That is what they are predicting. That is what our government and the European governments and the Russian government have said. It is a galactic, universal, penultimate, infinity, style hoax. It is to the max. It is limitless in how fraudulent it is. And I mean, just look at what we face. We face staged terror. We face staged global warming. We face all of this hysteria. And their solutions never have anything to do. I mean, even if you believe them that all these threats are coming, their solutions have nothing to do with stopping it. I mean, if you believe in global warming, we're certainly having climate change, but it isn't global warming. Now, actually, the world's temperature has remained the same. They look at certain regions and go, oh, look, it's up 3 degrees in the last 10 years. And, oh, look, but it's down 5 degrees in these regions. Again, side issue. Then you look at their solutions. It's a global tax on fossil fuels, only for the industrialized nations, and no taxes on China and India and 160 other countries, which would totally deindustrialize the little 15% of our industry that we have left compared to the early 1980s numbers. We've got a small 15% left of what we had, and that is rapidly bleeding out. It's like they've hacked our legs off, and we're going into shock, and the blood is squirting out, and it's starting to go to a little trickle, and we're passing out and going unconscious, and we're dying as a nation. Not trying to be negative, that's the facts. The dollar is plunging, we're at all-time debts, we have higher debts than at any time in U.S. history, higher than the depths of the Depression in 1933. And the media tells you that everything is wonderful when the out-of-wedlock births are at the highest levels, when diseases and cancers are at the highest levels, our sperm counts are at the highest levels, our birth defects are at the highest levels. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket. Yes, and it's all been done by design. It's all been done by design. And the government knows that the sun is going absolutely ape right now. The last 11-year cycle was the biggest ever recorded in over 110 years of recording the heat being generated by the sun. And now they're saying the news cycle to start late this year or early next year, and this is multiple governments saying this, and this is the readings, this is the real science, is that it's going to be 50% brighter. The total radiation output, both heat and the different rays, the solar rays, the gamma rays, the X-rays, the particles being ejected from the sun will be 50% higher. Let me tell you something. Your car isn't causing that to happen. I was reading all these reports a few weeks ago, and I was laying in bed one night, couldn't sleep, so I turned on television, which I hardly ever do, and it was the Superman 1, the start of it, on HBO. Why do I even have the full cable package if I don't even use it? And it's Terrell or Jarrell or whatever his name is, you know, out at the planet of Krypton, and the sun's heating up, and the planet blows up. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but there's a reason we have climate change on this planet. There's a reason seas rise and seas lower. There's a reason that once the rainforest belt, you know, went up into Canada and was down to Antarctica, and then now it's just around a very slim area of the equator. We have natural climate change, and they admit that a major volcanic eruption puts out more fossil fuel gases and particulates than all automobile and factory activity in all of human existence and time, from ancient man's fires in the caves till today. Now that is official. the levels that are ejected out of a major volcanic explosion, I don't mean a lava-type event, you know, with the Hawaiian Islands or the things we see in Greenland and places. I'm talking about the big ones when the whole mountains explode, which happens every few decades. And you know, for 6 months, the sunsets are beautiful and purple and red because of all the dust. And for 6 months a year, your car has dust on it every day. Yes, those dwarf everything that we've ever done. Stop thinking you're so big and powerful. Where man is big and powerful is trying to play God with the genetic engineering. Now, that's what the real threat is. That's crazy. So I'm just trying to give everybody some perspective on where we are. You know, all these Planet X nuts who constantly for a decade have been saying Planet X is going to kill us any minute, it's just made up tripe, and I'm sorry if you don't like hearing it, I just tell it like it is. Do heavenly bodies come through our system? Are there a bunch of rocks out there? There's not just a 10th planet. There's an 11th, a 12th. They've cataloged dozens and dozens of pieces of junk bigger than our moon, bigger than Pluto floating around out there. There's all of their asteroid belt outside past Pluto that makes the one in between Mars and the next planet look small. So yes, I'm not saying that stuff like that isn't a danger. But everybody hypes up Planet X. Meanwhile, the sun's going completely crazy right now. And just hardly anyone even knows about it. So see, we'll talk about real things that are going on. Oh, by the way, do a scientific test. Put a bucket of ice and fill it with the ice heaped up on top of it, above the rim, and then watch as it melts, and it won't even overflow over the edges because water, because of the ring structures and the molecules, when it freezes, displaces a larger area. And that's why you can, you know, cram a big glass full of water and ice at the top where it's brimming. And when it melts, it'll actually lower. So if the ice caps actually melt, we're going to see the seas go down. Did you know that? Did you know that? And that's got its own set of problems. What they're finding really raises the sea level is mountain ranges displacing trillions upon trillions of tons upward from the mantle through the crust to the surface, just like when they had that 9.2 out in the fiery rim out in the Pacific and hundreds of islands got covered with water for a few hours and hundreds of thousands died, remember? You see, that's what's raising sea level several inches, is that there are mountain ranges being shoved up, displacing water. And there's nothing we can do about it. All right, so I said I get into bird flu. I'm just trying to give you an example of how they have all these hoaxes. Oh, let's have a world tax on energy, just on the Western world, to further deindustrialize and move wealth into the slave client states of the globalists, when it does nothing to stop the climate change that's going on. I do not debate the climate change. But the term global warming is a manifest fraud in triplicate. Now, when we get back, I will get into the bird flu hoax. Now, I am not saying there isn't going to be a bird flu outbreak. I'm not saying you're not going to hold your babies dead in your arms. I'm not saying there's not going to be checkpoints and troops and foreign troops coming into America. But I'm telling you, it's a hoax. You understand? Whatever's going to be released is man-made, and they admit this thing's man-made. And this may just be a dress rehearsal for 5 years down the road when they release something. Training you how to be locked down, training you how to show your papers, training you how to be a slave, training you how to go into quarantine, all preparing you for the, just like Jim Jones, drilling them with drinking the Kool-Aid 1,000 times. And when they really drilled them for real, they drank it down, gulping it down, the cherry Kool-Aid with pleasure, then they went into writhing convulsions and died within 60 seconds apiece. You see, you're being drilled, you're being domesticated, you're being enslaved, you're being brought into evil. And the globalists openly say, Henry Kissinger, the big World Bank, the IMF, the World Health Organization, they openly say they're going to use control plagues to kill us. But they got to train us how to behave while they're killing us. They want to make it orderly. So let's all learn how to orderly drink our Kool-Aid when we get back, okay? Stay with me.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith, did you know that our plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government but has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
I was always shocked that even then, you know, I was reading declassified Henry Kissinger documents where they tell the Third World, we'll give you IMF World Bank money, but you've got to forcibly sterilize half your women. And then they talk about strategic plans to reduce world population by 80%. And they, I mean, Australian documents from the 50s, British documents from the 60s, where, oh, we'll put special viruses in the corn we're going to ship to Africa to sterilize them, and we'll do all this. And then you go to college, and the professors are going, the people bomb. We've got to get rid of the population. I'm like, hey, buddy, you line up first. And China gets all these UN awards for one-child policy and forced abortions and killing babies that are already born if the mother, they usually don't kill the second one, they just fine them and fire them or jail them or take the child away into government custody and raise them in an orphanage. By age six, they're working in a slave factory. Literally, that's what a lot of the schools in China are. And then if the mother has a third child, they'll kill it and take the body for medical parts. That's mainstream news, okay? Our government likes them and gives them awards for it and funds and grants. You understand? There's the evidence of the psychopathic nature of the people that are running our government. They think China's great banning weird baby names and telling people where they can work and what they can do and having public executions. That's the model. The CFR, the managers of this country, openly laud it. They want these, quote, organized, controlled societies. And they clearly engineered AIDS. They clearly have engineered so much of this. And so then we hear this crowd who is into constantly talking about how they want to exterminate us. Jacques Cousteau, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, writing books, giving newspaper interviews, TV interviews, saying it for decades, funding big foundations that are doing it, on and on and on. You know, why do you think this stuff's in popular culture? Take the James Bond movies, one that came out a few years ago. People are, you know, getting killed for their organs, and James Bond's fighting it. Well, we'll take Moonraker, where this crazy industrialist, this billionaire, is going to release a bioweapon to kill everyone on the earth, and then they're going to resettle it. Where do you think they get those ideas for those movies? Because it isn't going to be James Bond fighting, killing everyone. It's going to be James Bond killing everyone. Do you understand? James Bond is the bad guy. James Bond bombs buses. James Bond blows up ships and blames it on his enemies. James Bond gets caught dressed up like Arabs blowing up mosques and shooting people and running around with plastic explosives. James Bond is bad. James Bond is slick, and he's a terrorist, and he'll karate chop you in the neck and kill you, and he'll release bioweapons on you, and there's thousands of James Bond terrorists right now. Yeah, that's who James Bond is. Okay? He's not the good guy. James Bond is the main enemy. The real James Bonds of the world are New World Order, boys and girls. So I'm going to get into bird flu now. It'll take as long as it takes, then we'll get to your calls. It's just that we have a crowd who openly says they want to kill us, who openly says they want to use controlled biological attacks to get rid of most of us and to, quote, organize society. And then they... suddenly they go dig up corpses 6 years ago at the North Pole of dead whalers, and they get this virus, and I say, you watch, suddenly it's going to pop up, and they're going to say it's been, you know, given to foreign countries, and sure enough, our government mails it out to over 100 laboratories, and they mail out to over 600 laboratories, one that's even more deadly. They've got one 30-something thousand times more deadly than this bird flu right up there at the University of Wisconsin. That's in the Associated Press. They've got it in a level 3 bio lab, not even level 4. They're mailing this stuff out to anybody who wants it. They gave stuff like this to Saddam. Our government did in the mid-90s during the sanctions. That's been in major newspapers. But what was the last one I saw it in a few years ago? It was in the Buffalo newspaper. This is all admitted. Do you understand? They've handed it out to everybody so they have plausible deniability. The Australian government 3 years ago released the design for mousepox, which you can convert to any mammal you wish and kills 99% of any mammal it comes in contact with. And they released the university under government orders, and the university protested. Professor said, what are you doing? They released the design, the entire genetic code of mousepox that can be converted by a high-tech lab in a matter of months to kill any mammalian species. Do you understand? I'm sitting here watching this happen, watching these creeps who you think they killed 3,000 people on 9/11. You think they care about you and your family? And listen, I'm tired of being right. Police, military listening to me, people in government right now, please don't 5-10 years from now when this really happens, because this bird flu thing's a dress rehearsal, I believe. When this really comes down, just please don't go, oh man, he was right. When you're in your house and your family's dying around you and you're dying, just please. You know I've been right about everything else. You know that. You know you can research what I'm saying. Just realize it. You see, because they won't do this unless they think we'll go along with it properly when they do it. So we'll get into the bird flu in more detail when we get back. I've set it up now. We'll get into it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Chris, Ted, Leslie, James, Anita, many others, your calls are coming up. I want to go with some into the bird flu and the hoax and what the globalists are up to, what they're engaging in here in just a few minutes. Then we'll start going to your calls. Oh, a correction. I was going from memory during the second segment talking about the sun, saying its radiated power is going to double in the next 11 years, according to NASA and others. Again, I don't know if that's the case, but we know we did just have the biggest sun cycle ever recorded in the last 11 year cycle. But I was going to add to that that I was incorrect. I was thinking about during the break. It was a 50% increase in its current brightness, not a doubling. But I mean, the record cycle was just a 5% increase they were reporting. So imagine what a 50% increase is. It's just huge. I was saying doubling. That's the kind of mistakes I make. No, a 50% increase. So, very, 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 very serious. So I guess a 50% would be if I weighed 100 pounds, it means I would be 150 pounds. We're going to, again, go to your calls here in a few minutes. I'm talking about taking control of your life and not drinking the poisons that are in the water, the allowable levels of it. Let me just read to you. It's here in my stack. I'm trying to find it. Here it is. This is Associated Press today, up on Infowars.com, PrisonBlog.com. High levels of radioactive material in water, White Plains, New York. High levels of radioactive material, nearly three times the amount permitted. Oh, see, a lot of it's permitted at very dangerous levels, were found in groundwater near the Hudson River beneath a nuclear plant, the owner said Tuesday. The groundwater does not intersect drinking supplies. Sure, it doesn't. And although the strontium-90 is believed to have reached the Hudson, it would be safely diluted in the water of the river, said Jim Street, spokesman for the Nuclear Energy Northeast. Then they have the spokesman for the plant saying everything's fine. So everything is fine. Just drink up. The strontium, which in high doses can cause cancer, oh, really, in high doses, was found in a well dug in a search for the source of a leak of radioactive water at the Indian Point Complex, about 30 miles north of New York City. The test test well is among nine dug in an attempt to pinpoint the leak. Contaminated water was first found in August. Energy findings match test by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission on the same sample, Street said. The sample also yielded tritium, another potential carcinogen, at levels well above the drinking water standard. High levels had been found earlier at another test well as well, that the Nuclear Commission announced Monday that it would investigate releases of tritium at Indian Point and other plants around the country. Neil Sheehan, a commission spokesman, said the agency still believes the radioactivity, given that it is not in drinking water, is well below the level that would pose a risk to public health and safety. Now, again, the Army's own handbooks, the Navy's own handbooks, the big National Mining Association's own manuals, the miners' manuals, just mining uranium itself, which hasn't even been purified, have reported that you get this in your lungs, the toxicity, the radioactivity, and, of course, the particulate. It's so small that it just goes right through cell walls and just fries the DNA and causes cancer. It just goes right through, and then it's a huge short circuit. And they've used the equivalent, the same tonnage, as 44,000 Hiroshima or Nagasaki A-bombs. I say Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I forget which one of them, but that's official government numbers. One of the bombs was bigger, so it's either Hiroshima or Nagasaki. I got to dig that up. But 44,000 of these, and it has a multi-billion-year half-life, and it's blowing around, and detectors all over the world are picking it up. Just type in nuclear power plant detectors pick up DU. Or just type in radiation detectors pick up high levels of radiation, and you'll get Times of London, Associated Press, but it's never big nightly news. It's in a newspaper, it's on a newswire, and then Halliburton openly goes and buys the plants around the world. They just bought a big one in England, and then they say, we're no longer releasing that data. They actually go buy it. Halliburton does. They're little, I guess they're Satan's errand boy. And so with that said, I meant to give that at the start of the show. We'll go to Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, and It cuts out the mercury, the herbicides, the pesticides, the bacteria. Even if you're drinking, you know, tap water with chlorine, which isn't good for you, you're still drinking dead bacteria. Debbie, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. It was really interesting getting an opportunity to listen to the things that you were saying about the water in the New York area with the radiation in it and things like that, and the bird flu viruses. So I enjoy being able to be on and hear you sometimes.
Well, what I like is the big nuclear reactor they have in North Austin of the J.J. Jake Pickle Research Facility sitting on top of a huge aquifer just 100 feet down. I think that's delicious, too.
Oh, I bet. I know. Well, they have the one in Glen Rose, too. It's right on the water, on the Trinity River.
And they got one down by Houston.
Yep, they're everywhere. People don't realize it.
But it's nutritious. It's nutritious. Everything's fine.
Yeah, and so if you want, you can go ahead and not buy a Berkey water filter and not get the contaminants out of the water, or you can wake up and get a Berkey water filter and at least take control of your life. I've had several customers recently call me and ask me if we take out the bird flu virus. And I wanted to explain on the air that we have never tested, obviously, for the bird flu virus. So we can't say yes or no to that.
But under university studies, under electron microscopes, where they pour what they call lawn growth, basically green swamp water, into the test Berkey, and then they take petri dishes of that water, and a week later, it is non-detectable.
Exactly.
There is nothing in it. There is no life in it.
Right, and you can pre-treat your water with chlorine bleach, 16 drops of chlorine bleach per gallon of water prior to filtering it through the Berkey. The Berkey will take the bleach out, and the bleach will kill any viruses that are in there.
Exactly.
So there are ways to treat that and
but get I have seen the university study, the University of Louisiana, there do one of those studies, and it does knock out viruses, I can tell you.
Yep, it sure does. So I just wanted to reiterate that for people and let them know that, you know, we would love to hear from them, and that we have Alex Jones specials. We're very proud to be supporting your airtime and look forward to hearing you on for years and years. So every Berkey
That's right. You
day
guys
by.
Are the sole sponsor for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week on WWCR Blowtorch, day and night. And again, that doesn't the international service doesn't bring in any funds to this operation, but we do get letters and emails from around the world, people listening in China, Africa, Malaysia, Europe, on cruise ships in the Caribbean, people in Antarctica at, you know, weather stations. So it's a global reach. And it's a great service we do, and you guys fund that, so it's another reason. Plus, it's made in America. People need to give you a call. They also get free gifts when they get the Big Berkeys and the Black Elements. And that number is 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Or they can go to berkeywater.com. There's a big fat banner on Infowars.com to berkeywater.com. Are you beating up that telephone, Debbie?
It's like,
whoosh.
No, it's static, I think.
I'm joking.
I don't know what that was.
I'm teasing you. Debbie's a real sweetheart. I've met her several times. But seriously, go to berkeywater.com or link through, and you can get them off the shopping cart at Infowars.com. And every time the order comes in, we just fax the order over to Debbie up in Dallas. So, again, 888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Nope, that'll do it. I'm here ready to answer your calls, so please call me.
Debbie, you're awesome. Godspeed.
Thank you very much. You too.
You bet. Take care. BerkeyWater.com or link through at InfoWars.com or order at InfoWars.com. Do it today. And look, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not even worried about radioactive isotopes in the water. It's in the air. You're going to get poisoned. Things are insane now. And again, if you heard my show 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't really get into all this stuff. I hadn't researched it as much. Now I've researched it, and we are in a toxic brew. It is totally insane. But the environmental groups, lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker, are controlled by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, LePew, Charitable Trust, and others, which openly were set up turn of the last century to land grab. Rockefellers created, the modern land-grabbing organizations, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, Audubon Society, and they're the biggest realtors in the country now, and they just get land and later build casinos or golf courses or hotels on it. Even right here in our town, they claim it's going to be, a 15,000-acre park. We're taking these ranchers' property and not paying them, but about 5 cents on the dollar, we're forcing them to. But that's so, and then they turn around, we're building hotels and luxury golf courses and million-dollar ranchette homes for the elite. Or we're going to build a nuclear power plant on it down by Houston. It was an environmental movement. So, see, this is what they do. They're not concerned about the chimeras, the cross-species genetic engineering that Nobel Prize winners on this broadcast have told you could give rise to superviruses and bacteria and is already causing cross-species jumping of deadly pathogens, deadly bugs, deadly genetics, prions. We're talking about mycoplasms, all this insanity, introducing engineered algaes into the oceans that then cause major problems, just so much that's going on. And no, we're just worried about grabbing your property. You know, when the young college student comes to your door and says, knock, knock, hi, I'm here with a local environmental group. Would you like to give money to save the earth? No, I'm not going to give money for you to grab someone's private property for your Rockefeller Foundation. What do you mean? How dare you say that? Hey, go check your facts out. You just don't care about the earth. No, you just better get off my porch. All right, I'm ranting. let me just get into bird flu now in more detail. So we have these elites that have openly been writing and saying and funding population reductions, and they openly say that they want to get rid of us with huge release control plagues. And then hundreds and hundreds, it's over 200 now, top bioweapons experts in Houston, Texas, and in Virginia, and in Russia, and in London. I mean, people will see men in black uniforms run in, and then they'll beat him to death with a baseball bat, or they'll shoot him five times, or they'll torture him, and the cops come in, and the top bioweapons expert from Fort Detrick, who just retired, guts are hanging out all over the walls. He's got pentagrams carved in his back. Oh, you don't believe me? Washington Post. Just type in former bioweapons expert sacrificed, and you'll get Washington Post. I think that was the article 4 years ago. All kinds of weird MO on this. And, you know, there'll be a bioweapons expert down at the university in Houston, and he's in a 10-mile-an-hour zone in the university, and a van jumps the curb, runs over him, backs back over him, then runs back over him with men with masks driving. And, it was an accidental thing. I mean, that's the type of murders. Oh, you don't believe me? Just Houston Chronicle. Just, I mean, there's hundreds of these. And people being killed in airlocks and the head of Fort Detrick, another head dying, and then the head of Porton Down dying. And then Whitman and police said they came up, and men in black uniforms and masks ran away, and then his wrists were slit, no blood at the scene, undigested pills in his stomach. 2 days before, he told colleagues in Britain and the U.S., they're going to kill me if I don't shut up. Then they murder him, and then it's ruled a suicide. I mean, you can be seen being murdered, your dead body being dumped by men in black uniforms and masks, by police, and it can be in the newspaper, and then it's still ruled a suicide. Why are they murdering all these people? Why are they murdering experts in weaponized flu? Why are they dying? Because they can trace who made it and who did it. They were either part of it or they're experts who can identify who did it. You see, before you use a super weapon, before you do something, a crime that will make every crime in history pale in significance when added up, all the crimes in history on one side and this new crime that they're preparing, they're laying the foundations right in front of all of us, and they're killing their operatives, they're killing their minions right in front of us with daggers and trucks and guns. Eyewitnesses drive by and see unmarked police cars pulling over the bioscientists. They just drive on by, turn into their house up the road, then they're in the local, I remember in the Tennessee paper in one case, and then the doctor, the lady, I forget her name, we interviewed some of her family, she's found out in the creek right there. She committed suicide by putting her face in 2 inches of water and breathing. Sure. Of course, she was seen pulled over by the unmarked cars. Men in suits. But again, she committed suicide. That's how you do it. You stick your face in 2 inches of water and you suck it down into your lungs. No one holds you down. And it just hundreds of cases. It's over 200 now. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then some bioweapons experts that are still alive, every few weeks one comes out and says, we've looked at this, this is genetically engineered, it looks like it's designed to mutate into humans. But even when it does mutate, right now it's animal to human, not human to human, it only kills a very low number of those that get it. But that doesn't matter. You see, the birds are about to go north from the south, and they're about to migrate into North America. And it's already all over Africa and Asia, and then we're going to have to learn how to live under quarantine. Now, remember 3 years ago, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they only got a few states to pass it, but they did pass it federally, page 76 of the Homeland Security legislation in late 2002. They tried to get the states to pass quarantines, mass roundup programs, mainstream news. The governor of Colorado said they've built big federally funded crematoriums to burn our bodies. Rocky Mountain News. That's the Rocky Mountain News. Remember that? Headline, governor says crematoriums ready. Remember that? And they told the police, they told what was it? 14 million first responders. All the nurses, all the doctors, all the police, all the firemen, all the EMS, all the government employees, they said, you got to show up or you won't have a job. We had police chiefs and sheriffs on and fire chiefs, remember? We had them on from Arkansas and Florida, New York, saying, I'm not taking it. My men aren't taking it. And then even top scientists said, don't take it. Remember, it was the smallpox. Smallpox, weaponized, was going to hit us and kill 30% of the population. It was not a question of if. It was going to happen. Remember, the government was saying this. Yelling fire in the theater, and the police did the right thing in their guts. They may go along with the system, but they knew in their guts, and the doctors knew. And so 4,000 of 14 million, the LA Times reported, by late 2003, a year later, 4,000 had taken it, and the millions and millions hadn't, and it said 99%+ refused. And so suddenly, we didn't hear about that anymore, and we didn't, and they quit pushing it, and then it was the SARS. And we had quarantines in Dallas and Toronto, and just getting us used to it. Hey, this is how we keep you safe. And then SARS was going to kill 20% of the population. Remember, going to happen. Didn't happen. And now the bird flu. And then Donald Rumsfeld and Bush and others are making tens of millions apiece. The company's making billions. What was it? Made $6 billion off the Tamiflu. And then it was admitted that it actually killed people and didn't help them. So it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And so now we're all being trained how to just sit in our houses and wait for orders and die. Because the bird flu is going to get us. And see, someday it isn't just going to be a hoax. Someday it's really going to happen. And it's going to be man-made. And if we expose they're doing it, then they won't be able to.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we'll go to your calls now. The bottom line is this. We better wake up as a people that psychopathic, social Darwinist, Malthusian control freaks who are into eugenics and domination are in control of China, North Korea, the U.S., England, Europe, almost every nation in the world. And love them or hate them, despite all their problems, these Muslim nations are not into it. And boy, they're really going to get exterminated. And it's been public. Ariel Sharon, it's been, and Dick Cheney wrote it in that September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses document. He said we need to, quote, legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. He said we need to legitimize in the press. They want to introduce it, just like they're introducing torture and warrantless arrest and all this to us. He said we need to use our contacts. Let me go back to the exact quote, my memory, because I read this so many times. He said we need to legitimize through our friends in the press the use of race-specific bioweapons in conflicts in the Middle East. And then Jane's Weapons Quarterly put out an emergency alert saying, this is insane. What is Dick Cheney saying? I mean, that's Jane's. That isn't Alex Jones. That's the big Bible of weapons. They're going, what? What? I mean, do you understand what we're talking about here? We need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons using our friends in the press? I mean, do you understand the magnitude of what we're talking about? I'm living in the Twilight Zone here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Alex. You know, naturally our government is totally out of control and we don't believe anything that the press says. But I've been at this for 30 years, ingesting all this stuff. But even, you know, listening to you, sometimes it even gets overwhelming for me, even after 30 years of all this. But I wanted to know, do you believe that things start by, quote, little things that we tolerate?
Oh, yeah, it's incrementalism.
Okay. So that brings me to what I wanted, what's been bothering me for 2 days. The interview you did with Shane, I know that you've taken a lot of flack through emails and so on. But I
Not really. No. Yeah. I mean, I said a minority.
Oh, well, the thing that bothers me and other people that I've talked to is not that you've had him on. I mean, he's got a right to, you know, have a forum, and it's nice that he agrees. But I think the thing that bothers us more, Alex, is the fact that you kind of pushed his show an awful lot. And I don't know, did you ever watch his show, 2 and a Half Men?
I think I've seen it, like, once.
Yeah, well, I've seen it twice. I couldn't believe it. I turn it on every once in a while to make sure that, you know, I'm not seeing things, because the show is very, very debauched. I mean, they promote fornication, that other show that he had on, Spin City. I mean, open homosexuality and so on. I think that's what the people were complaining about. Not that you gave him a forum to speak out.
I understand, man. Listen, he's the first big Hollywood star. And believe me, most of them are seeing the videos, know what's going on, to go public.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important.
Yeah, no,
I'm not here, and you know, I'm not here.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is,
I totally understand. Are you concerned about the the bird flu?
Of course, but again, things start out little, don't they? People put themselves in a box. They give it to you little by little, and you know, all of a sudden, you're immune to it anymore.
Sure. Well, I don't really watch a lot of television, so I have to admit I'm in the dark on some of that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's pretty bad. I think that's what people were. That's what's been bothering me, okay?
Okay.
It's not the fact that you gave him a forum.
No, I understand, ma'am. You've said that about three times, and
okay.
I agree with you. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, good to hear from you. I really appreciate your call. No, I mean, TV itself, movies, I mean, it's just full of all that. But I know so many conservatives that don't like these TV shows, but they love George Bush. And they'll make excuses for anything George Bush does. When he's hugging and rubbing his cheek up against Gannon and squeezing on him and always touching on him in public. Oh, well, that's of the Lord. And it's not really. All right, we'll come back and start the second hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Berkey.